This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Quarles of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from all of the Disney theme parks around the world. Before we get to the news, I, of course, have to plug this weekend is a big annual tradition for us at WDWNT. It is our 50-hour marathon to benefit the Toys for Tots organization, which is a fantastic group that makes sure that underprivileged kids get a toy this holiday season. Walt Disney was one of the earliest supporters of this cause, as were his animators. Disney actually drew the first logo for Toys for Tots, and Disney, the company, still to this day, raises money for this great cause. So a quick note, it's going to happen right here on this YouTube channel. It'll happen live here, and then some shows will be available to watch later on the WDWNT TV channel. But the shows you usually watch live on that channel will instead be live on this channel, on the WDW News Today channel. The reasoning for that is the entire 50 hours of live stream will take place in one video, all right here on this channel. And then again, we will move them over post-production. We will move them over to the WDWNT TV channel. Of course, all as part of this show, we're kicking off with the Bob Chapek farewell celebration on WDW News Tonight, which starts the whole show off at 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday. It's a two-hour show with a lot of very fun surprises we've been working on. And there is a lot of other great programming throughout the weekend. Our history segment, Back to the Future, we'll talk about the complete history of Spaceship Earth at Epcot. There's, of course, a live auction with hundreds of Disney Parks items from around the world, as well as experiences with WDWNT staff. You could spend a day with me at the parks. All sorts of fun stuff in there. And just so many, too many shows to mention. The full schedule will be up at WDWNT.com. I think you're looking at an animated version of it right now. And so be sure to join us for that. You can donate at toys.wdwnt.com to bid on the auction. A few of the items, but not all, are up so far. It's at auction.wdwnt.com. So please join us, help raise money for this great cause, and celebrate the holiday season and as well the tremendous week we have had as Disney fans. Here now, the news for November 23rd, 2022. The campaign to overthrow now former Disney CEO Bob Chapek actually began in the summer. Multiple executives approached the Disney board of directors with complaints about Chapek's ability to lead. This was all reported by the Financial Times, with the outlet specifically naming Disney CFO Christine McCarthy as the one leading the charge to replace the disliked executive. The rebellion by so many high-ranking executives within the organization reportedly forced the board to show Chapek the door. The final straw for company execs was Disney's poor earnings call on November 8th, during which Chapek reported the company's streaming business had lost $1.5 billion during the most recent quarter. The company's finances had been the only thing keeping Chapek in power, as there had been dozens of stories published about how disliked he was internally and how often those underneath him hoped for his professional demise. Although Chapek was only informed of his forced departure from the company on Sunday, sources close to the former CEO claim that Chapek became aware of moves against him some weeks ago. However, he reportedly was caught off guard by the speed of the events. The Wall Street Journal reports that the first frisson began just as Chapek assumed power in early 2020. In the midst of many complaints, Chapek had been lauded for steering the company through the unprecedented shutdowns in the early days of the pandemic. But Wall Street Journal claims that one of the largest decisions was actually made by Bob Iger. When companies across the world began shutting down operations, Chapek wanted to institute mass layoffs at Disney immediately to protect the bottom line. Iger, who was acting as chairman of the board, wanted to wait for the CARES Act. The act offered protection to workers laid off from shutdowns. And in the end, Iger convinced the board to side with him. Quote, Mr. Chapek was infuriated, some of these people said, and complained to deputies he was being undermined from the minute he was promoted, reported the Journal. The situation didn't improve even after Iger finally stepped away 11 months ago. He continued to, quote, dominate lunch conversations with talk of how he thought Mr. Chapek had taken Disney in the wrong direction. Some associates said Mr. Iger would fixate on the topic so much that it became uncomfortable. Sounds like lunch with me. Iger worried over price increases at the theme parks and claimed to field calls from creatives upset with Chapek's handling. Quote, he's killing the soul of the company, said Iger. He publicly took a stand against Governor DeSantis's parental rights and education bill and was reportedly unhappy with Chapek's lack of movement on the issue. Iger has already begun dismantling some changes Chapek made to the structure of the company and is said to have, quote, another priority beyond writing the company's finances, and will be more involved in selecting a successor this time. Though some speculate Iger may sell Disney to Apple and preserve his legacy as Disney's last CEO. We'll see what happens. Chapek was let go on Sunday, November 20th, with Iger reclaiming the helm immediately. The board had only approached Iger on Friday, with things moving quickly enough that Chapek was notified only moments before the public announcement was made. The board had been attempting to secure a replacement for a while, even before Chapek's contract renewal earlier this year. Several executives had begun raising complaints to the board in an attempt to convince them to let him go. Although the board had identified some internal candidates that might be able to assume the CEO position, they felt that they, quote, didn't want to put someone new in that position given all the various pressures on the company. Because they had to renew his contract, Chapek stands to receive more than a $20 million severance package. Iger's new contract is at a much lower base salary than either Chapek's or his previous contract. A fascinating new article by Brooks Barnes of the New York Times sheds light on what the future of the Walt Disney Company may be after this corporate shakeup. According to Barnes, Disney executives Dana Walden or Josh D'Amaro may start being prepared to be the successor to Iger. Quote, there are senior executives at Disney who could be groomed into chief executive material, including Dana Walden, Disney's television chief, and Josh D'Amaro, Disney's theme park chairman. But neither is quite ready, a person close to the board said. Of course, however, the lack of time to properly teach these executives the other segments of the company may very well mean that an outside hire could be the next CEO. And interestingly enough, two former Disney executives are mentioned just a few paragraphs later. The article also states that the board of directors reached out to Tom Staggs and Kevin Meyer before renewing Chapek's contract a few months ago. Quote, two previous candidates to succeed Mr. Iger, Thomas O. Staggs and Kevin Meyer, left Disney and are now running a media startup. Person close to Disney's board had reached out to them this year when Mr. Chapek's contract renewal was under consideration. According to two people familiar with the matter, this person posed a hypothetical question. Would one or both be interested in returning to run Disney? Any deal to bring them back into Disney would have required the company to acquire their startup, Candle Media, a multi-billion dollar firm that owns Hello Sunshine, the media company founded by Reese Witherspoon, according to the people. Mr. Staggs and Mr. Meyer demurred, the people said, adding that any deal would have required Mr. Chapek's approval, which was unlikely to be given. Will Iger bring back these well-respected executives or try to appoint a next CEO from within the company? Of course, only time will tell. I will say this. I think if you've been watching any WWNT programming over the course of the last 15 years and more recently the last 10, you know how much we love Tom Staggs. When Tom Staggs was in charge of Parks and Resorts, we saw the most unprecedented period of growth and meaningful growth, right? Like, you look at the turnaround at Hong Kong Disneyland with two original attractions. They did it with two attractions with absolutely no IP, which was the Grizzly Runaway Mine Cars and Mystic Manor. No IP involved, financial turnaround for Hong Kong temporary until the riots, obviously, but nonetheless, it happened. The rebirth of Disney California Adventure happened under him. Pandora, the world of Avatar, New Fantasyland, all of these very good things happened under Staggs. The fantasy and the dream, you know, Tom Staggs, despite coming from a financial background when he was put in charge of Parks and Resorts, did a tremendous job. He's a smart guy. Kevin Meyer is the guy that probably should have been appointed CEO when Chapek got the job, right? And so if those two are the choice, I think the company would be in great hands. It's funny enough, we've been talking about that for months, and it turns out that Disney had actually tried. It just wasn't possible due to needing Chapek to sign off on a purchase that would have replaced him, which obviously he was not going to do. It has also been announced this week that the chairman of Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution, Kareem Daniel, will be stepping away from his position. That's corporate speak for they let him go. Variety shared the news, including a statement from Iger, which thanks Daniel for his many years of service to Disney. Iger continued, I've asked Dana Walden, Alan Bergman, Jimmy Pitaro, and Christine McCarthy to work together on the design of a new structure that puts more decision-making back in the hands of our creative teams and rationalizes costs, and this will necessitate a reorganization of Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution. Our goal is to have the new structure in place in the coming months. Without question, elements of DMED will remain, but I fundamentally believe that storytelling is what fuels the company, and it belongs at the center of how we organize our business. It's a pretty deliberate shot at former management. Of course, Daniel was moved to chairman of Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution in 2020 by Bob Chapek. And it seems more change may be on the way, as Iger stated again. I know change can be unsettling, but is also necessary and even energizing. And I ask for your patience as we develop a roadmap for this restructuring. More information will be shared over the coming weeks. Until a new structure is put in place, we will continue to operate under existing structure. In the meantime, I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and thank you again for all you do. And in fact, on Monday, there will be a town hall with Disney employees and cast members hosted by Iger. So by Monday, we should have a lot more information on what the future holds for the company. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our Wigs members watching who make this show happen every week. The prices for Disney Genie Plus and individual Lightning Lane access at select attractions have seen dramatic increases at Walt Disney World this week. As we approach Thanksgiving, the price of Genie Plus has jumped to $29 per guest per day after a previous high of $22. Individual Lightning Lane access for Star Wars Rise of the Resistance was $25 per person at its new high. These are record highs and also mark the first time that Genie Plus is more expensive than Lightning Lane for Rise of the Resistance. When Genie Plus first launched, the service was available at a flat rate of $15 per person per day. The recent switch to date-based pricing saw a new high of $22, but Disney noted that it could be higher at any point. They made sure to even send me a text message to tell us, hey, just want to make sure you're aware, it could be more. Individual Lightning Lane prices have always been on a date-based basis, but maximum was formerly $20. Since the update to the pricing scale for Genie Plus, rates for Individual Lightning Lane, especially for Rise, arguably the attraction with the highest demand, have been rising as well. Notably, Disney Genie Plus reached $30 per person per day at Disneyland just last month. Disney has announced a new Points of Light show will debut on Spaceship Earth for the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, which begin on Friday. The light display will invoke some of the sights of winter, including snowflakes, northern lights, and warm candles. Points of lights were added for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, but will be remaining, unlike the other beacons of magic, long after the anniversary. And it's a good thing because they've proven super popular. You can watch last year's Points of Light show for the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays right here on our channel. Interesting, they're changing it so quickly. Epcot's Living with the Land is living its best life as decorations sprouted up throughout the attraction this week. We recently sailed through the experience of this year's Living with the Land glimmering greenhouses. The second half of Living with the Land attraction takes on a special glow at this time. In years past, the attraction has always had a holiday overlay, but last year it was known as Merry and Bright Nights. This year's overlay, which is similar to last year's but with subtle differences, takes on that new glimmering greenhouses name. If you want to watch a complete ride through, you can watch it right here on our YouTube channel. Enjoy. In a not-so-surprising turn of events, the first discount has been released for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Disney Vacation Club members are receiving emails offering 30% off original points chart values on select cruises. Bookings can be made with points or a combination of points and cash. The offer applies to the following departures in the winter of 2023, January 11th to the 13th, the 17th to the 19th, the 19th to the 21st, the 21st to the 23rd, 25th through 27th, January 31st through February 2nd, February 12th through the 14th, the 28th through March 2nd, and March 2nd through the 4th. The demand for the Star Cruiser has been low as of late, with no dates sold out in 2023 thus far. I will warn you, though, I'm going back. I'm going back on the Star Cruiser right before Christmas. We're going to check things out, see how things are going over there. Can't wait. I love it. I understand why it's not succeeding, because the money is, you know, the cost is just too high. But I do love it, and I want to make sure I go see it one more time before anything happens to it. As the iconic purple road signs are slowly phased out across Walt Disney World in favor of the new blue look, we spotted yet another replacement, this time near Epcot. This comes hot on the heels of another replacement near Animal Kingdom earlier in the month. The new signs are located just off the ramp from southbound World Drive onto Epcot Center Drive on the way to the park's entrance plaza. Signs follow the same design language we've seen since they began installation earlier this year. Dark blue background, white text above with a light blue background and yellow text on the bottom. Purple and red signs were installed in the 1990s, designed by Sussman and Preja for Walt Disney World and Euro Disney. Euro Disney adapted the look as well for their logo even. The designs were intended to create a vehicular signing system that would be unique in spirit, clean, easy to follow, and capable of being expanded as the area continues to grow. More than 1,000 signs were installed using the original designs, and the style later expanded to the Transportation and Ticket Center, the entrance archways, and even onto the Disney transportation, such as the buses. The entrance archways were repainted in 2021 for the 50th anniversary, and now everything seems to be following that color scheme. But the old color scheme was so popular, it even appeared on merchandise. Every year, Disney Enterprises files patents for a wide variety of inventions, some of which become reality. Recently, a patent which Disney submitted on May 17, 2021 was published. The patent is for a new park ride system entitled Park Ride with Drop Swing Propulsion. The patent states that this is a park ride for use in theme parks, amusement parks, and other settings. It goes on to say that the new ride includes a track defining a ride path for a passenger vehicle. What makes this unique is a new system, including a ride with a drop swing propulsion system that is adapted to drop a section of the track upon which the passenger vehicle is supported from a first elevation to a second elevation that is lower than the first. The dropping motion involves swinging the track with a linkage assembly, which with other components of the system may form a four-bar linkage, so as to impart a propelling force on the vehicle to move it along an exit track section provided at the second lower elevation. So what Disney is proposing here is taking one or multiple ride vehicles and dropping them from one height and swinging or propelling that vehicle along on a lower elevation. Disney states that the new park ride design is particularly well suited for use in roller coasters, water rides, and the like, in which vehicles are configured to ride or roll at least a portion of the time upon a track. Disney believes that guests visiting a theme park are looking for new and surprising ride experiences, and most guests know what to expect when they get on most attractions, such as a roller coaster. They go on to say that existing theme park rides are based on very old ride designs and configurations, and although there have been recent updates, such as including thematic elements, scenery, audio, and visual effects, none of these things affect the physical ride experience. With this new patent, Disney is looking to modify the physical sensation that guests experience and to change how a vehicle travels along the ride path. To be clear, this isn't something confirmed for any upcoming attraction. It's just a patent and something that could be used down the road, but also may never. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check out WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, hello there. Can't get no privacy at all around this place. But I'll tell you what you can get. These fantastic t-shirts from the Carousel of Products. I don't know if I'm wearing a t-shirt, but if I did, this would be the one.
Uncle Orville, there's a terrible racket coming from here in the bathroom.
John, what's happening? We're talking about t-shirts.
T-shirts, what's that? Why, it's the 12 flags over Epcot shirt from carouselofproducts.com.
Another good one.
Yes, go shop now, just $20 at carouselofproducts.com, all of our t-shirts.
What's a .com?
I'll tell you around the next turn.
Thank you.